Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whenever you hear Backstreet Boys, it means it's time to talk to Mitch Tischler. Big man joining us now via the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to the DMV. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app. Mitchell, how do you do, buddy?
I'm doing great. I figure if you guys just let that whole song play, it'll be the highest ratings you have all day.
You never know.
It's a banger every time.
People do love some Backstreet. Let's start with the news of the last 24 hours that Jaden Daniels is going to play. I know this was something you had a strong feeling about, and I believe are pleased with the outcome.
Yeah, quite pleased with the outcome. I know B. Mitch is in the same world I am, where you got to get your guys out on the field and they got to play. And, you know, it's easy enough to have them out there and not put them in harm's way, but there's a value to a guy who hasn't played a football game in, you know, whatever it's been, 6-7 months to going through the pregame rotations, getting used to the machinations of what the coaching staff wants from him pregame, how they're going to go about, you know, any pregame meetings and talks and stuff like that, all the way up into, you know, getting into the game and getting used to the feel of being on an NFL field. It's an important thing for me for rookies to get out there and not have those first regular season games be treated like preseason games.
How you feel they should work him though? Like, what type of plays you want to see?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I like the way that the old school NFL did when there were 4 preseason games where your main starters would get a series in the first preseason game, a quarter in the second preseason game, and then a half in the third preseason game or whatever it is that you want to get them in that third one. Now that there's a 2-week break between the final preseason game and the first regular season game, to me, I think that's the perfect way to get those guys used to it. They have 2 weeks to, you know, to get their bodies back right for the start of the regular season. But that break can be a real killer. And you see teams that come out slow, like the Commanders have pretty much every year for the past decade or so at the beginning of the season. So get them a little work in the preseason and get them ready to go day one.
The difference, though, in like that model of A little bit in the first, a bunch in the second, and then maybe some in the third. It was also like when they had four games, they had a lot more runway to judge kind of fringe roster players. And I think a lot of that has shrunk now without that fourth game. And that's why I think nobody plays in that third game. So you actually get a good look at, you know, who your 35 to 50 roster guys are. I got zero problem with Jaden playing. I think it's really good. It's kind of remarkable that, like, the buzz, for lack of a better word, seems a little quieter for this Commanders training camp than a lot of them. I think it's really good that this dude will be out there playing. Imagine he hits a 60-yard bomb to Terry McLaurin. The hype rocket will go to the moon.
I will take it.
But, dude, one of the – when Theismann said, whenever that was, last month, 2 months ago even, that he shouldn't play because who knows what the line will look like – what the line has looked like of late is pretty different than what we expect it to look like week one. Get us up to speed on Wiley. Sam Cosmi wasn't out there the other day. Now, we didn't get any. We were all told it wasn't serious. But there's a lot of moving parts on that offensive line.
Yeah, I would say disjointed is probably a good way to describe it at the moment. Andrew Wiley has missed, I think, five straight practices now of 11-on-11 drills, and I think all we've been told is quote-unquote tightness, which is, you know, a little tough to wrap your head around what that actual injury is. He has done a little bit of individual drills, and he goes in when they do the field goal kicking drills, so I don't really have a good feel for what's happening there, but I do hope or think that it probably opened up this coaching staff's eyes a little bit more to the lack of depth that they have at tackle, because the fact that Wiley was out forced Trent Scott into the starting role at right tackle, and you know, he was kind of, I would say, uneven. And then with Sam Cosmi missing a practice, all of a sudden, you know, they were playing around with Michael Dieter and Chris Paul and some other guys over there at guard, and then ultimately started playing with the center position a little bit. I think there's certainly a value to what Dan Quinn has talked about with getting everybody reps together. But if this Wiley thing, whether it's poor play or injury, is a bigger issue, it really ends up putting a lot of pressure on the team to have Brandon Coleman ready to go at left tackle. Because ultimately, I think if that's the case, you're going to have Cornelius Lucas probably start at right tackle and then have Brandon Coleman at left. And you know, it's a lot of pressure on a rookie third rounder.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Wiley thing is starting to linger long enough that we'd love a real explanation. I don't know that it's coming. Do you? If we get to the Meadowlands next Saturday and it is, say, you get Coleman, Allegretti, Biadasz, Cosmi, Lucas, you're cool, but what if that right side is Trent Scott and Dieter or something? You know what I mean? Like, is there a – we know that the Jets get after the quarterback. We also know that Kliff could probably design this thing so that there's not a lot of opportunity for Jaden to get hit, but is there a cutoff point where you're like, all right, man, I don't think he should be out there?
I really don't think so. I think that, you know, you have veteran guys both there with Dieter and Trent Scott who have been NFL players. They know that they're not kind of rookies being thrown out on an island there. And I do think, especially for that first game, you can design it easily enough to have two quick handoffs and a quick pass and get them out of there. At least just have them get under center, look at a different defense, you know, get a feel for you know, what 1 o'clock on a Sunday will feel like later in the year. I certainly am concerned about the depth of the O-line as a whole, but I really don't think unless there's a major injury, unless Coleman or Cornelius Lucas also can't go for that game on Saturday, there's no reason not to play him.
Yeah. Have you all heard anything, I haven't, about veteran days off and things of that nature? Because we know we heard it every day with Ron. So if that could be something that they're doing and not voicing it.
Sure.
It's certainly possible, but the Andrew Wiley thing's been going on since last Friday. I mean, we're over a week now of practices where we've been waiting for him to get back out there in the 11s. Sam Cosmi's have been a veteran day off, possibly. Saturday was a walkthrough. Sunday was a practice day. Today, Monday, is an off day for them. It seems unlikely that there was a planned veteran off day in between two light days. But, you know, Ron loves his veteran days, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, the Wiley thing, I think, is stretching a little too long to be a veteran's off day. I do think, I mean, they were pretty clear that guys like Ertz and Wagner and probably Eckler, they're really going to manage their workload just to keep, you know, just to, the focus needs to be on Tampa and not the Jets. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fascinating to see, because when Jaden comes out, are you with me? B, I want to start with you. Like, when Jaden comes out, do you need to see any more from Terry or B-Rob or Eckler or those guys? Because I think it'll be a pretty wholesale change once Jaden's done.
I don't think you need to see it, but, you know, I think those guys getting their work is probably more important than Jaden actually going out there being put in harm's way. You know what I mean? So if they go just a little bit with Mariota, because if something were to happen to Jaden, Mariota's in there. So he should get a little work with him as well. Now, I don't think they need to see anything from the other two quarterbacks. That those, like Terry and them, don't need to work with the other two.
Yeah. It's interesting. I tend to agree with you. Go ahead, Mitch.
I was just going to say, we've lived with this competition charade for the past, you know, for the first couple weeks of camp. I would think that Dan and Cliff would probably have Mariota out there with some other starters, at least for a little bit, and let him get a little bit of run there, because they've been giving him enough number one reps, you know, as we've been going through camp. So I would expect it.
We got to bounce, Tischler. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Mitch.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.